An old-fashioned pitcher's duel in Cleveland between Irvin Santana of the Twins and Josh Tomlin of the Indians. But first, just a little bit of offense in the top of the first.
Miguel Sano rockets one to right field, hit well, sending Guyer back. Warning track, wall, it's gone! Miguel Sano goes oppo for the second straight night. There's number 10, a line drive home run, and it's 1-0 Twins. And the 1-2, he swings and misses, and Dozier loses the bat on that cut. So he is out number 3. Tomlin has struck out 4.
Rosario bats, 1-2. Tomlin delivers, curve, got him. So Tomlin picks up strikeout number 5, 2 hits in the inning, 2 left on.
Striking out so much the first weeks of the season. Now ball line, thought by Ramirez, and Castro will be doubled off first. A bullet hit to the glove of Ramirez, and it's a line drive double play. To center, Buxton is there for the catch. Off the mound, bounding to Polanco. And a 3-up, 3-down, 7th.
Santana pitches 7 brilliant shutout innings and improves to 6-1 on the year as the Twins blank the Indians 1-0. Brandon Kinsler pitched a perfect 9th to lock down his 9th save of the year. This game was played in a swift 2 hours and 30 minutes. Paul Molitor's squad has now won 3 in a row and improved to 10-4 on the road this year after Friday night's win in Cleveland. Here's the skipper talking to reporters after the game.
Well, I think that's, you know, accurate that he did have to battle, kept the hit total down. But, you know, the command thing almost bit him tonight, you know, given the free passes. I think he ended up with 5 walks or whatever it was. So a couple of times he had to, you know, make pitches to get off the field, including a line drive that we got a little bit lucky on with Encarnacion. And, you know, you don't expect a 1-0 game, you know, coming in here into this park, but we'll take it. You know, we had to find a way to hang on. Both the guys in the 8th inning did a nice job. And, of course, Kinsler bouncing back from a long outing last night and still getting 3 more outs tonight. So, you know, it's obviously a good win for us. Early on, we've been competing, and we talked about that more than anything. It's been a very few games that we haven't had a chance to win. And, you know, every once in a while you're going to get those low-scoring games, and if they, you know, you can swing some of those in your favor, the one-run games, the low-scoring games, you know, it's going to add to your ability to hang around. So, you know, Irvin's been giving us solid starts. Last one was a little bit of a hiccup, but, you know, we're just continuing what's been a good stretch of road games for us this year. You know, I think he got most of his swings and misses tonight on fastballs. You know, the slider that we've seen him get chase pitches from the righties really wasn't there. And the changeup, I think, you know, he mixed that in a little bit, you know, better, I think, with the left-hand hitters at least. But I thought that his ability to get elevated fastballs by some guys kind of kept him going. You know, first pitch he sees, he goes oppo. So, you know, it's just a good sign. I think he's getting really comfortable with that approach. And you know, I had just missed that curveball second at bat out of center field. You know, you score one early, you don't think that's going to be the final score, but you'll take it, you know.
Miguel Sano's 10th homer of the year was all the offense the Twins needed on Friday night. Here's the slugger talking about his team's performance.
You know, I saw fastball away and I hit it to the right field. And then, you know, I never tried to miss the fastball. I tried to hit the fastball high and they told me first three fastball and I hit it home at right field.
You guys continue to prove that you are a very different team than we saw a year ago. Tonight coming in facing a team like the Cleveland Indians in their home ballpark is more proof of that. What impresses you the most about what your teams continue to do?
I know the team plays so good tonight and every day. And Santana, he played really good. And, you know, I know the pitch is super close against it. He pitched good. He make a lot of good pitch and make it out. And the Polanco, Dolce, Maui, everybody make a great play over there and win the game.
What is it about Irvin Santana that gives you guys so much confidence playing behind him?
You know, they have a lot of year in the big league. You know what he's supposed to do every day when he go pitching. Not every day when he's tired. And, you know, he got a chance at the moment, everything. He know the pitcher he need to throw. And he working hard every day. So when he got a chance to pitch, he make a lot of out.
The Twins and Indians continue their series Saturday. Jose Berrios makes his 2017 debut on the mound for Minnesota.